This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of Elvis week is portending itself. A little more from Elvis's musical, his 413 hits, musical expertise, and the movie stuff too. Let's maybe tap into one of those at some point during the hour. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, hoping that you're thinking about the blessings that you have in your life. And the blessings are multiplied, I think, Jay, by understanding where we are as far as our age is concerned. So think about how old you are and how many blessings you've had. In other words, the good in your life over these years, has it been better than the bad? Because we're all going to experience good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those who think life is worth living until it isn't. I guess that's probably a good way looking at it. So how old do you think you'll live to be? How many years do you have left? What do you want to experience? Well, what do you want to have? What do you want to do before you die? I'm not sure. This is not morbid. This is about getting the most out of life. And if you haven't or aren't experiencing the very best that you think or you even dream about, why not? Why? What are you waiting for? There's no better time mm-hmm. than the present, right?
The always, like, so, well, there's always the future. There's always tomorrow. No, there's not.
Yeah.
There's not always X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah. Why not? Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And do it, if you please. All right, a couple of troubling things here that I want to address. There's a story from a town in Illinois, Harvey, Illinois, where people were living in an apartment that was condemned, apartment building. And there's some shocking video, Jay, that's circulating, most of it's on social media, showing some of the people living in this apartment building being boarded in. The building was condemned. They were told they were supposed to move out. They didn't move out. And nobody seems to know how this happened, at least to this mm-hmm. point. Some of the units in the building unoccupied. But, for example, there in one of the units was a mother and her two children. The
73-year-old.
Yeah. So the company that was supposed to tear the building down boarded up all the windows knowing there were people in there. And mm-hmm. then some people in the community ripped the boards down.
The contractors who were putting the boards up, once they realized that they were being filmed and people were going up to the boarded up units and you could hear people inside, they started taking them down. So then they were boarding up ones and they left the ones boarded that they knew nobody was in, and they removed mm-hmm. the boarding from any units that had their tenants in it still.
Yeah.
And then
there
was a lot of finger pointing where the business owners were like this, or the building owners were like, this didn't even happen, and then changing it to, well, it wasn't our fault, and...
Mm-hmm. And you go through the building, and if there are people in there, before you're going to tear it down, you make sure they're out. Mm-hmm. You know, does this guy who owns these buildings, is there's got to be a Jerkelberger factor in here someplace. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, sometimes we all know there are people who will refuse under any circumstances to move from their home for any number of reasons.
Well, and sometimes people don't have anywhere to go. This building was deemed uninhabitable by, quote-unquote, a professional. It was certified that this place was uninhabitable. There was an issue with, like, a front stairwell or a staircase or something. But what happens in situations like this where you are paying your rent, you are keeping up with everything, it's not like you're being evicted because of lapse of payment, but something happens where it's deemed uninhabitable, and then it's like, well, there's no follow-up from the landlords, there's no compensation, you don't get your money back, you're just kind of told, we'll go somewhere else. So what if that people can't afford to just go somewhere else? And in the sense of the people, the tenants who stayed there, they probably had nowhere else to go. It wasn't just a being difficult for the sake of being difficult, or this is my home.
Sometimes it is.
Some people didn't.
Sometimes it's not. Yeah, there are different circumstances with each of the experiences here. The building should not have been, well, from what I can gather here, collapsed stairwell, things like that. My guess, however, is that somebody bought this building to tear it down to rebuild something new. This is what happens in a lot of these circumstances where a new landlord comes in, and they want to tear the building down, they want to put up a new building, and the residents say they have no other place to go. This is where, I suppose, community activism comes in. And this is where good government comes in. This is where people of conscience come in. You find someplace else to put these people or figure out how to make the circumstances better. That's our, you know, there's probably in this group, because I've seen this 100 times, if I've seen it once in cities small and large around the country, where people get evicted. Some people are squatters. Some people have never paid any rent. Some people have been there forever and they just don't want to move, or they're sick, or there are all kinds of reasons for this.
Yeah, sometimes.
But take each individual circumstance. Yeah, and deal with each individual circumstance and not sort of a cookie cutter thing. But no matter what, that's not a good situation. Here's another one. Elderly couple found dead in their South Carolina home. The temperature in the home was over 120 degrees. Apparently, these people had had trouble with their furnace. They told police, family members, this is Spartanburg, South Carolina. The children hadn't heard from their parents for 3 days. Police officer goes into the house, finds Joan Littlejohn and Glenwood Fowler in their 80s, both dead in their bedroom. The paramedics try to get them, you know, they've been dead for over a day, so. And their body temperature was 120 degrees. So you can't live. If you have a fever and your body temperature goes over 104, 105, you'll be done. It doesn't, your body doesn't work at that temperature.
It's just so sad. They were having issues, so it was too cold. And a family member went over and helped, and they got the pilot light lit. But then, because it wasn't working, it started not working in the other direction, and it made it just too hot. And I just... The family and the friends that lost this elderly couple, the elderly couple that went through this traumatic death, but also that family member that went and helped, they're going to carry this with them for the rest of their life. And it's not something that was their fault.
No, it's not about fault so much. It's just one of those things. You know, there are lots of different reasons you can point fingers here and there. But the impracticality of sometimes these things, what's troubling here is that some people, and these people are in their early mid-80s, 82 and 84, I think, they either, if they're not sophisticated enough or conscious enough or aware enough to take care of themselves like this, understanding how things work, it's, you know, the furnace, how does it work? You may not know, but if it's not working, you get somebody who knows what they're doing to come look at it. You don't fiddle with it if you don't know what you're doing. And there's a certain amount of common sense that's lacking in all ages of Americans. And this was a needless. This was this is asinine.
Well, some people don't.
The fact
think
that
you
people are dead.
Because they can't.
Why don't they?
Because they can't afford it.
You know what? That's wrong thinking. If you can't afford it, you get somebody who you can call somebody and have them come, and then they fix it. And you say to them, I'm sorry, I can't pay you today, but I'll pay you $10 a week or something. You know, there's always a way to make a deal.
It would be nice somebody. If people conducted their business that way, but they don't.
Mm-hmm. I think some do. Some do, some don't. You're right, some don't. You're right about that. Some don't. But I think I give more credence to some people who are a little more generous or a little more open or a little more giving. I don't think the whole world is cold and frightful. But in this circumstance, again, what you do is nothing you can do at this point.
Yeah. There was one story. I can't remember if we talked about it last week or maybe you guys talked about it this week, but it was a plumber went over to an elderly customer's home to do some fixing on something and learned that this person was in end-of-life stage 4 cancer. And didn't charge them anything, and then also told the company that, hey, anytime they need something, we go out, we fix it, and you do not charge them at all. Like, anything here moving forward, we're not charging them.
Yeah. I don't remember talking about that, but that's what I'm telling you. There are those people who will do that, and
but, yeah, that's so just a something. Good human being. That's not, unfortunately, that's not people's business models.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not always, but they aren't all Simon Legree, frankly. 93% of the guns found at airports by the TSA are loaded. This goes hand in hand with another report that came from the TSA about last year and how many people were trying to get away with carrying guns and knives on the into the airport, onto planes. I think I told you the story when I went in through one of my many passages over the last few weeks. There's a sign out front, no guns allowed. So I said to the TSA agent, come on, does anybody still think that guns are allowed on planes? And the guy said, last week somebody tried to get through here with 12 knives in the suitcase. So, yeah, yes. A total of 6,737 guns were discovered at TSA checkpoints last year. Good God. All right, we got 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com. Discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Don't
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Your attention here, please. It's 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jake Kirshner. During this portion of each hour, we take a stab at, maybe I shouldn't use that lingo. This maybe not a good choice of words after I just did the TSA story about knives and guns. Anyway, we take a shot. Now, let's see. What other word can I use? We observe things in terms of social media, some of the technology, the companies that are involved. You know, we do spend time on social media, celebrity news and gossip, but this is a focus today on Amazon. It says they're cutting several hundred positions across the Prime Video Network and at the MGM Studios unit. Mm-hmm. Last month they said that users would start seeing ads on movies and television shows starting on January 29th. So then what are you paying Amazon Prime prices for if you're going to get ads? The whole idea is not to have ads, right? Prime members who want to keep their movies and TV shows ad-free, you have to now pay more, $2.99 more a month. I think that started this month, too, didn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Or it's starting at the end of the month. Yes, it will be starting soon. But my question is, especially when it comes to Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime is not like the other streaming options where you pick whatever type, whatever level you want for your account, whether it is get the ads or you don't get ads or you get minimal ads, kind of stuff like that. But with Amazon Prime, while they have that option, you also can rent or officially purchase, quote-unquote purchase, things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an additional fee for some of the stuff where it's not just included in the automatic streaming. So if you are getting one of those films that you have to pay an additional fee towards, will those still show ads? Because then you're paying $19.
But see, this is a bad model. It was always aimed at being a bad model. I remember talking about this 4 or 5 years ago when the prices started going up. So many people are taking this streaming service or that streaming service. I know I have three. I have Amazon Prime. I have Netflix. And I forget the other one.
Hulu. Plus. Max.
Hulu. Yeah,
AMC right. Plus.
So by the time you add all of these up, if you're going to take them all, they cost more than having a regular Fios cable TV set up in your house. Now, can you get, depending on the plan, you can get a lot of, I have Stars and, I have most of the, I don't have Prime because it's not available really to do that way. But what I'm suggesting here is that this is something that sooner or later will catch up with itself. And people really, wait a minute, I'm paying more money for all these streaming devices than I paid for my regular cable, so what's the benefit? Especially if you're going to pay by, you know, watching commercials. I'm in the commercial business, so it, far be it from me to say commercials are bad. They're a way of paying for this service that I provide to people listening. And so the same can be said for the television shows that have commercials in them, or the movies. It's not as well, movies on a TV network that have commercials in them.
Yeah, and that's to be expected. But,
yeah. So anyway, Amazon is now, I believe, either the most, it's the wealthiest or second most wealthy company in the world. So people will say, well, they've got so much money over there, why don't they help out this section? Why do they have to take money?
Well, but that's why they have so much money, because they're taking away from stepping back from others. Yeah. They're boosting the investment in areas with the most impact, and they're stepping away from the others that just don't have a lot of impact anymore.
So they have said that they would distribute original films and TV shows like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and others. They were going to take some of that content, but they have to pay for it. So now it looks like you're going to have to pay as well. Anyway, that's the latest from that side of the world, technologically speaking. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
After 4G-enabled Uber and other apps now common, inventors are flexing 5G and grab the armrest for what 6G and 7G will bring. Just when we're blasé about Wi-Fi, we are told that Li-Fi will use light to transmit data. Artificial intelligence? ChatGPT was training wheels. AI's impact is just beginning to unfold. And as it does, Consumer Technology Association research points to concerns over privacy, disinformation, safety, and job loss. 74% believe the federal government should regulate AI safety. Sustainability is huge here. Solar panels, some as small as foil strips, will replace batteries in many applications. At CES 2024 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Attention. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Graham Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my Graham's on Good Day.
I'm just a devil with no respect. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours.
Can you help me, please?
Can we help you? Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I'd like you to check my motor. It whistles.
I don't blame it.
We'll be very happy to check your motor.
I don't blame it for whistling. That's the one. The great lines from that movie.
Oh, uh-huh. Beautiful line.
All right. Remembering Elvis in little snippets here and there with music and outtakes from some of the movies he was in. That certainly was one of the most popular. Viva Las Vegas! Hoo-ha! This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay and I are here to help you, and we're sponsored in part by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay, great benefits, here's a reason to go to progressive.com, right? And when you go there, progressive.com/careers, and you can apply online today. They're looking for good help, just like many other good companies in our country. So maybe that's your interest in the insurance business. There you go. Help yourself. This is the Good Day program with, I guess this is the good news department. A woman's Ring camera captured a fabulous interaction, Jay, between her and a stranger who had stopped by on the fly to return a lost purse. The woman's name is Georgia Garelli. She was crying her eyes out over having lost the bag. And, you know, what was going on in her mind, imagining the amount of paperwork and security checks that she'd have to do to replace the bank cards and the driver's license and other documents.
And then all of
that
the businesses that you do, like auto pay or have your credit card information for a certain reason, and then you have to go and cancel those.
That's why I don't do any of that stuff. Send them a check. Anyway, she wasn't able to open the door and thanked this fellow face-to-face. She ended up having a short chat with him through the doorbell camera.
Yeah, I think she wasn't home, was she? Yeah.
No, she was in her friend's house.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is kind of a neat little story about a good Samaritan. She tried to thank him and was trying to figure out what to do to reward him. She asked him for a phone number and details about his own life, encouraging him to take some money out of the purse. But he didn't want to do that. He said, nah, just pay it forward. He's a That's firefighter, awesome. And by nature he doesn't need any reward for being good or for committing a good deed. Mm-hmm. Do something nice for the next person, he said. So, there you go. Do something nice for everybody. Do something nice. All right, this is from the... Now, that was good news. This is the scary news department. A masked gunman stormed a television station down in Ecuador last night during a live broadcast, taking the hosts of the TV program hostage and calling for the Ecuadorian president to end his crackdown on organized crime. So... the guys from the organized crime department go into this television station. It happened to be a state-owned, like PBS down there. The chaos, because the country has been in a state of emergency all week long, because the president said there's no more room for the mob. Organized crime has to go. So people, you know, it's a way of life there.
Mm-hmm.
Say again, I didn't hear that, Jay.
They said, hold my beer.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, this guy was first elected last fall, promised the public he'd make security and economic issues the priority of his presidency. And there was a prison escape by the leader of the biggest gang in Ecuador. And now he's been convicted on all kinds of charges. He'd been in jail since 2011. 3,000 police officers were mobilized to try to get him, and 29 buildings have been attacked. A lot of people have been killed because these people have gone on a rampage. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the police were in on this, frankly. Not many. It doesn't take many. There's some of the guards at the prison, whoever. But imagine one person having this much impact on crime in a country. We all know, El Chapo and that bunch, and used to be the Casa Nostra and the mobsters and, that sort of thing that went on here in some sectors of the country, but not the whole country. This guy has the whole country by the short hairs. And it's affecting all life, business life, university life, and hostages at universities been part of the activity this week. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine. There's a curfew down. This is the country, by the way, that's next to Peru, where so many people go. I remember going to Peru and thinking, I'd like to go over to Ecuador too, and just spend a day or two looking and seeing what it's like over there. I never did take the chance. I mean, I didn't have the chance time-wise. The people in Peru are nervous about this because they don't want it to spill over into their country. Imagine if Canada or Mexico had this sort of thing going on. I thought that to myself, and then I thought, well, kind of in Mexico they do. have that going on, and it is spilling over into our country. What do you think? All the crime and the stories of what's going on because of the coyotes and the people that are being brought across the border, people that are coming across the border. A lot of tension, man. A lot of tension there. Speaking of that, tensions. I take a deep breath when I go into these thoughts. The hardliners in the Republican Party, I get that they get elected sort of in a legitimate way. But why do we fall for the messages? People say, we've got to bring America back. Back to what and from where? I get that a lot of us don't like what's going on in this country. I sure as heck don't. But you think these guys have the solution? They don't. They don't have solutions for anything except how to get themselves elected the next time around. So now there's about a dozen of these hardliners that have frozen the business of the House by tanking a procedural vote. They're protesting the bipartisan spending agreement that Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, who's as conservative or hardline as you can imagine. So here we are. We have about a week to go before there's another shutdown, the deadline for fixing the problems. And these people, frankly, are part of the problem. I don't like, I'm the real example, if you don't mind me making myself an example of a real, true conservative. Now, these people, what the word conservative means to save. What are they saving? They can say they're saving the country from ruin and wreck. Well, so if everything crashes, what does that do? It costs you more money. Every time there's a government shutdown, it costs $3 billion to come back to set things up again. So how is that being a good conservative? What are you saving? I get that the government is out of control. Absolutely out of control. And it's your fault. It's not their fault. It's your fault. Because you elect these jerks. You elect these people who have a mission, and it's usually it's not an omnivision, it's a centered vision on one or two issues. And they convince people that they're the savior, and they're not. And so what they do is make a mess of things. Anybody who's extreme, the liberals, who are wackos that to the other extent, this all goes back to you not voting for people that make sense. And that's because you don't vote on primary day. So I will start my year-long campaign, or at least from now till September, when the primaries are over, of doing the same thing that I always do. When I was a civics and political science major in school. And the thing that really galls me is that civics isn't really taught anymore. And you can come to your own conclusions as to why the government stopped funding these programs. I've decided that it was on purpose, because there are certain elements in the federal government and a lot of the people that run these political parties who don't want you to know what's going on. They don't want you to participate in running the government. They want to run it themselves for their benefit. So you have this kind of stuff going on. And the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that comes of having people in government that don't care about anything but themselves. They spend all their time getting reelected. In the meantime, we have this nonsense like you saw with the so-called debate between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Then you have some of these other choices that don't get weeded out in the primary because not enough people vote in the primary. So oftentimes the people who are the craziest and make the most noise, their names are familiar. Okay, we'll vote for him. I've heard of him. You don't know what the issues are. You don't know who these people are, really. But that's how they get in. So I know I'm on a little bit of a rant here, but it's troubling. I mean, that's the nicest thing I can say about watching what's going on. Seriously.
Yeah, troubling is the best word for it.
All right, so here's something that's good. There was a recorded drop in violent crime and murders last year in the United States. The stats are in today. This is, if you look back to the COVID era, the aftermath of George Floyd's murder, when violent crime rose across the country dramatically. Murders, for example, late March, April, May, June in 2020 increased at the fastest rate since the national stats began being culled in 1960. Shootings, car thefts, all that stuff. Surge in violence. As some of the experts were worried that the U.S. might be entering another era of high crime, which was the case in the 1960s. I remember it well, being in high school and college after the Martin Luther King thing, after Kennedy. Violent crime soared in America. But if you look at the data over the past year, Jay, there's much more of an optimistic picture here. The number of murders in the U.S. Fell by 12%, which, you know, when you think about it, all these murders and stuff. But the only place they didn't go down was Chicago, which I think we all understand. We don't like it, but that's where it is. This is the biggest national decline year to year on record since 1960 when they started keeping these stats. Whether what happened in 2020, 2021 is like a blip, the murder rate is actually lower than it was during the 1970s. But again, went up radically in the 60s, down in the 70s, kind of went up a little in the 80s. Does it go up and down like a yo-yo? I don't know, I suppose so, but one of the things we at least can take heart in is the numbers are down. It's 48 after the hour now here on Good Day. Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus comes to us from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. And I do encourage you, I urge you, in fact, to call in if you want to have a good consult. A lot of local folks, a lot of people in Florida certainly listen to this program on the various stations in Florida that carry it. But if you're you're hankering for more information about something that's going on in your body and you're not satisfied with the results that you've gotten from whatever the source, there's a good chance that Ken can add to your knowledge. You just call the office, 352-735-1400. Get the connection. If you can't get there, there's Zoom calls, telemedicine calls that work as well. 352-735-1400. I also urge you, if you have a question for Dr. Ken, to feel free to call it in, 855-999-3684. That line is operational 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So after you listen to this program, if you've got a question for him, you want to call it in, we'll use it. We'll either use your voice or we'll use the question. 855-999-3684. Somebody asked me about these so-called super bugs, and I guess maybe this is a result of our conversation earlier on Good Day Health, the fact that there are so many strong viruses around now, these flus, and apparently there's a new drug called, you can help me with this, clovibactin, C-L-O-V-I-B-A-C-T-I-N. It has been created out of dark matter bacteria, which rather than being a research term, was created, I guess, by the news media to suit the mysterious origins of this drug. I guess there's a lot of potential, they feel this. So what do you know about this? All of our antibiotics that are around, some of them are really good. And so would this be something you take instead of a specific shot for a specific flu or COVID?
Well, big picture, Doug, because of use of antibiotics, which are so important, use of antibiotics create the bacteria to mutate and create resistance to the antibiotics. Bacteria are smart. They have the ability to fight back. And the more and more they fight back, it's a race between the drug companies changing the drugs ahead of the bacteria changing themselves and losing sensitivity to the antibiotics. And this race has been going on for a while, and there become these superbugs that are extremely resistant, and not any of the available antibacterials, antibiotics are effective. And that's a real item that keeps doctors up, you know, and gives them gray hair, that a superbug may arise. You know, it sounds like something out of Hollywood where a superbug arises and there's no antibiotic that is effective against it. And this new drug seems to increase that race between the bacteria and the antibiotics and puts the antibiotics in the lead. And it's a mouthful, Zozusra Balpin.
Yeah,
the
good.
Best I can do. And mm-hmm. but this is an ongoing battle of the drug companies trying to stay ahead of the ability of the bacteria to change themselves and become resistant, create armor against the attacking antibiotic. And this will keep going on because eventually with this new drug, there'll be a bacteria that somehow figures out a way to become resistant. So this is a battle that will keep going. And fortunately, we have been able to stay ahead, but sometimes it gets very challenging.
So I wonder for a minute if we can talk about treatment. Is there a vaccine for cancer that's being developed? I think a lot of people are looking for, you know, not just a treatment so that you don't die from it, but something that prevents you from getting it. Is there such a thing?
Well, there, you may be hearing about this pancreatic vaccine that a small study has shown that seems to be somewhat effective. But this is, you know, this is cutting edge research. But I think in the next 10 years, we're going to have these immune vaccines that will actually work, and the monoclonal antibody target the cancer cells and be very effective. This is the frontier. There are some small steps of effectiveness already.
All right. Word from Dr. Ken. Many words from Dr. Ken. He's a big help. Join us every week at this time for Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.